Beyond that, Mem Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We had had the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, by Hutra Venethra, Vachazra Behutra, that Rav says, Tachsla La Teira Arishain, and Shmuel holds there's a Din Nesra, even though Bishas, the Tumus Anafilo was Hutra. Masiv Rav Hamnune Gimel Achim Beis Nesuin Beis Achoyes Ve'echad Mufne. There were three brothers, two married, two sisters, and one was unmarried. Meis Echad Mibale Achoyes Ve'osa Bo Mufne Maimer. Now the Mufne made Maimer in one of the Achoyes. Ve'acharkach Meis Ochi Vashaini. So that made that his wife now became, the Balas Maimer became also, now she's an Achois Zekuke, base Hillel holds Maimers on Yad Rabbonon, so his wife now became also. V'achakach Meisa Ishtoi Achov, and then the second Achois, that means the wife of the second brother died. So that means that the Balas Maimer now became Ois Achois Skuke. She was an Achois Skuke Kol's man, the Eishes Hasheni was alive. Her sister was Zokuk to the Mufne. Now that her sister died, so she's Ois Achois Skuke. Is Ois Yevomo. Now, the Balas Maimer is Cheletes V'loi Mishyabemes. He cannot be Miyabem, huh? Because there was a Zman that it was Nesra. She was Nesra when the Sheini died and his wife was Zokuk to her husband. Amai Tehevi Ki Yevome Shehutra V'Nesra V'Chozra V'Hutra Tarzer L'Teira Rishin. Ishtik. So, Rav didn't answer anything. Lebosa, he didn't answer Rav Hamnune. Abombo Vakashe. Lebosa de Nofak Omar, Amai loy Amrit loy Rabelozari. Lechere, the Kashe isn't too terrible. You should have said that this Bereise is going according to Rabelozari. The Omar Abeloza holds, Kivin Sha'omda Olav Sha'achas Be'isur, Nesra Olav Eilomis. Rabeloza, we see, holds Hutra V'Nesra V'Chazra V'Hutra Zosa. So maybe this Barais is going according to Rabeloza. Let us see Rashi. Ba'achakach Meis Ochiv Habeis, the second brother died, V'Nofla Achoiso, and now the sister asks the first sister, which is now the Balas Maima, Mishum Achois Zekuke. V'af Agav the Ovad Bo Maima, even though he made Maima, that means Rashi is asking Yukasha, since he had made Maima before the Nefilah, so that should make the second sister nervous. Because Maim is only a Darabonon, so does not make her sister for an Erva. Now the Ishtoi of the second one died. Now the Balas Maim is left over. So the Gemara says, why didn't you say it's going according to Rabbalozo? Beperik Beishanmai, Amigarish Esa Isha, Veherzira Muteres Liyova. He was speaking about Reuven married an Isha, he gave her a get, he remarried her, and he died. So the Tanakama holds, there's no problem. He says, Bishas Nefilo Liyibum, she's an Eishasach. The Eishasach becomes Muta. Rabbi Olaza Oisa, Hoyel va'omda olav sha'achas be'isa grushesach. Now, Rabbi Loza holds nesuim rishayim apilim. So there was already a nefila b'shas the nesuim rishonim. Then when he gave her a get, so then it was nesra, because then she was grusha sochib, then there's no heter nefila als grusha sochib. And then later she remarried again. So al koponim we see Rabbi Lozer holds that even though there was a nesra be'emtza ha'nefila, if you assume rishonim apilim, so like when the middle of the nefila there was a nesra, afal pi came, there's a dinesra. So memela there is such a tana that holds hutra v'nesra v'chosra v'hutra zoso. So you should have said this barais is going according to Rabbi Lozer. Hadaroma. Then later Rab said, no, it's not such a good teretz. Eima the Omar Rabbi Lozer, when do we see that Rabbi Lozer holds utra v'nesra v'chosra v'utra, eicha d'leichoz ye b'shas nefila? That lemaise, she was nesra before the mise. Eicha d'leichoz ye b'shas nefila, so then he holds as a dinesra. Avol eicha d'leichoz ye b'shas nefila, but if b'shas nefila, that means b'shas mise, she was roi, and later she became nesra, miyoma. L'chayr, according to the Rajba, I understand beautifully the Gemara's kasha. The Rajba explained that the whole svar of Rav is that the Eishes Och becomes mutter, so the minute becomes within the fila, and as long as it becomes mutter, never become osser again. So L'chayr, this Rajba svar, I think, only applies b'shas mise. B'shas mise, the Eishes Och becomes mutter. And the suim rishonim apilim, whatever it could mean, but zicha d'eshesoch never became mutter. That means b'chaye b'ayla de zicha nisar eshesoch. So whatever mapilim means, but eshesoch never became mutter. So here there's a din of if it was nesra be'emtza nefila, so it's nesra lomis. But if taki b'shas misa was sutra, d'eshesoch became mutter. So here you don't see that Rabbi Lozer holds that it's Nesra. Hoda Rama, then he said again, in. No, Rabbi Lozer taka holds Hutra v'Nesra is taka osa. Basanya Rabbi Lozer Oimer, in the case of our Mishnah, Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochiv Es Achoisa, that he married the Ochiv married the sister. So Rabbi Lazar said as follows: Meisa Yevimtoi, if the Yevome dies, Muta Beishtoi Shekidesh Ochiv Es Achoisa. So now both of them are also races. The Yevome is a real Achoisisha. And his isha is an achayse kuke, mida rabbonim. So both are awesome. So the Baraisa says, meisa yevimtoi. What happens if the yevoma died? Muta beishtoi. She's muta beishtoi. It's no problem. I mean, she's not achayse kuke anymore. And then the sister died. So no problem. Meisa ishtoi. What happens if his wife died? So here we see klar in this baraisa. So here was the case of hutra v'nesra. That means shemeres yavam, she fell a yibum. She fell a yibum to all the brothers. Shekidesh ochiv es achoisa. Then he married her sister. So then it became nesra. Now the sister died. So Rabbi Lozer says chaletzes v'loy misyabemis. So memele. So Rav is right. So we see Rabbi Lozer holds hutra v'nescha v'chosra v'hutra is also. So memele. We could have said that the previous barais also goes according to Rabbi Lozer. Let us see Rashi. Um, רב אלעזר בפרק בשם מגרש עשי שבחזיר מטוס ליובם רב אלעזר ישראל ועומדו לו שח הסבי סגרו ששח בשח נפילה ישחזוי דמקמי נפילה יצרי עלי בפור הנפילה מייסה יבימתוי המקדיש החייס יבימתוי קוי מייר החייס שמר שום שקידיש אוכי וסחייסו חילצס כשמול ורבסי. So we see Klo. So now the Gemara says further. So this kasha we asked on Rav, Baruch Hashem, we found a Tana that holds Hutra v'Nesra Zosa, but we don't pass him like it. Now Leim Shmuel v'Rav Asi da'omar k'Rav Elozer. So now the Gemara says Shmuel v'Rav Asi that hold Hutra v'Nesra is Nesra Elomis. So l'chayre they hold like Rav Elozer and not like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim hold that Kiddush Shisha v'Girsha that she does for. So Moses says, "Afilu teime kerabonon ad kan like mifli rabonon leider Rav Elozer al mishum din mifila v'ilach leimitzar alai, because that's not called Nesra." Nesra is davke b'shas nefila. They don't hold the sum rishonim apilim. So therefore, there they say that she's muta. Avol hochet de'itza, but if there was a nefila, and she became also, so then the rabbanon could also hold that is a din nesra elamis. Afila rabbanon moide. Let us see Rashi. Had kan loy pligi rabon loy der rabeloza bepeg beishami elagavim megarish ishto isha birzira mishum de menefila ve'ilach loy itzara loy was from the nefila she didn't become also ve'isa shebechayei ochi that when the brother was alive and she was a grusha loy mahani hashta that doesn't help the lack of lemeimer ain ani kairi ba b'shas nefila. There's no din nesra. There's a cloud taker. Kol yivam sheni kairi b'shas nefila. Yivam yovel arei keshisach sheish labon nevasur. When she was nizgarish after the first kedushin, so that wasn't a shas nefila. The lav b'shas nefila havoi. So there, the rabbanon know that she's muta. That avo bebraise. The Mekadish Achais Yevimtoi, but the Baraisa that's Mekadish Achais Yevimtoi. The Nemefila Ve'ilach Itzreyalei, Varei Ein Anikoyba Vashasikis Yim Yom Yavola, Loi Pligi. So there could be the Chachamim are not Chaylik and Rabbeloza. There they hold that there is a Dinesro. Also, Mufne Maima. Let's just see the previous Taisvis. My time with the Rav, Mishim Davi Yevom Mishu Hutro, Nesra Bechosu Behutro, is half a pi de perik abo achim shori Rav afilu loy Hutro lechatchile. We have that Shtei Achoyois. But one asks the other alzachis zekuke. So the second achis was really nesra b'shas nefila already, and Rav says when the first achis is taken care of, he's allowed to be miyam the second one. Afilu lehutrachatchila dekama meisari shayne muta b'shniya. So there Rav says afilu nesra mitchile is muta, heine davke bezike de rabbonon. That's by zike de rabbonon. So by zike de rabbonon, there's no din nesra, avol hoch achayisi shidareise davke mishum de hutro. Fine. Also, bo mufne maima. So the mufne made maima. I mean, that what the mufne is also, the maima is, we're speaking about that the mufne is also in this yevome. So, you don't have to say that he made Maimer. And if he didn't make Maimer, she's also also Al-Tachayisa Kukit. When the second sister died, she became an Achayisa Kukit. So it says, Maima to tell us not like Beishamai. According to Beishamai, since he made Maima, so the second sister does not become a skuka, she's an elder. Inami nokat osaba maime lashminon the afal gab the inzikis ashniya gemura, that means the maimer is megareya in some sorts the zikia of the second sister. Not only she's a skuka, she's more than a skuka, she's a balas maimer. Velochi oisere sazu, afal pikein, the zikia will also him. Vamaita v'yavomi shahutra, Taima deloy porich mehach bereise l'rav bereish abo achim. Why didn't the Gemara bring this bereise in reish abo achim? L'shani drabalozri k'demishani hoche. The Davani, you don't understand what Taisus is asking. Dachsum edamasho means to be ma'ira this. Rab said over there, this is the Gemara that Taisu wrote down before, that Rab holds that you don't say Nesra, you don't say Nesra period, by Zika. Now here we see, that we do see Nesra by Zika. This Baraisa that says that the Balas Maima needs chalitza, we say nesra by zika, filo by hutra by nesra. So taimid leipoch mach bereis l'rav bereish perik abo achim. So the kasha is amiradiki kasha, so why didn't the Gemara bring down this bereise? V'leshani in the Gemara should answer the rabbalo zika the meshani hochi. Now what Tosis means to answer, where do you see rabbaloza holds? There rabba saying another chiddush. There rabba saying a chiddush that there's no din nesra through Zike. And here you see Klor, a Bereise, that the Balas Maim is also, that is a Dinesra through Zike. So the Kasha is a Merdike Kasha. What Taisha says, the Gemara should have answered there, it's going according to Rabbi Lozo. Where do you see Rabbi Lozo's Natrufe? Where do you see that Rabbi Lozo holds that, that there is a Dinesra by Zike? Rabbi Lozo is only speaking about a Nesra de Reise. Bachsme de Marsha seems to ask this kasha. Hoda oma eima dama Rabbi Lozo. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozo, because there was no Nefila. I can't even much remember the time of the Rabbi Lozo to Nefosh Lakamon, Pepeg Beishamai. There's another lomdus in Rabbi Loza. Saraf Nesron Gans. Nakadu must have made a time for Rabbi Loza in the first time for Rabbi Shame. Ach Barai said, don't believe Pligi Bechla. Let us learn the next mission. Ayyavome, loy tachloitz, veloy tisyabim, atche yeshlo shloisha chadoshim. That if a mace dies, and now the Yibam is aimed for Yibam or Chalitza, so you have to wait 3 months before you make Yibam or Chalitza. Now, before you make Yibam, of course you have to wait 3 months, because could be she's Mubaris, and she's Mubaris Avlad, she yesh, she shall Kayoma. So there's Mamish HaShayla of Eishasach. So you can't make Yibum until 3 months. Why you can't make Chalitza, the Gemara will speak about. V'chein kol shahar hanoshim. Now we're speaking about some of the women that the husband died or gave them a get. Lo yis'arsu, they're not permitted to become arusais, which is a gewaldik chiddush. Because what will happen if they become arusas? He was speaking about havchone, but with Everson, there won't be a shayla of havchone, because she'll never become this abba from the arus. V'lo yinosu, They're not allowed to make nisun. This is the din of avchone. Achilam shloisha chadoshim. You have to wait 3 months before you make erusin or nisun. Now the Mishnah continues. Echad besulois v'echad beulois. Another chiddush. That even though the woman who got a get or died, or husband died, she was a psula. So again, there's no chash of avchone. She zicha wasn't the saba from her first husband. There's also a din you have to wait 3 months. Ve'echad ba'ulayis, so psulis is a chiddush. Echad grushayis, ve'echad amonis, there's no chilek if they left their first husbands because the first husbands died in their amonis, or they were geget from the first husbands. Echad nesuais, ve'echad arusais, it doesn't matter if they were arusais by the first husband or nesuais, and we'll see Rashi brings down from the Gemara that this is l'cheire repetitious of echad besulais, ve'echad beulais. That means echad nesuais, ve'echad arusais. Rabbi Yehuda said that you're saying gevaldik yechumras over here, and therefore he disagrees with the Tanakama. On the suais, if they were the suais by the first husband, is yisarsu. So they're permitted to become arusais with the second husband. There's no shail of avchone. For arusais, and if they were arusais by the first husband, you know, so then you're allowed to make the suin right away. There's also no inyan of avchone. So these two combinations on the suis yisals of arusais inosu, this is mutter right away. There's no problem. Chutz min arusais shebi Yehuda mneisha liboy gaspo. But if she was an aruse in Yehuda, so there we cannot rightfully assume that she didn't become muberes. Because the arusis of the Yehuda could very possibly be that she did become Uberes, we'll see in Rashi. Rabbi Yaisi Yoime, kol anoshim yisarsu, chutz min almon. That what you said, hanesuis yisarsu, that all nesuis are permitted to make erusin, I agree with you. Kol anoshim yisarsu, b'chutz min almone, but if she's an almone, a nesua that's an almone, you can't make erusin right away, mipnei ha'evil, because she's an avela, her husband died. She's a nesua, so there are dinei avelas, so you have to wait at least a month in order to make erusin. That's what Rabbi Yossi is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Zogt Rashi, leitach leitz meforish taime b'gmore. Besulois ubeulois arusois unesuois. Bigmore boy, my hefreshike ben psulois larusois ben nesuois labulois. Hanesuois yis arso. The time of, this is Rabbi Yehuda, the time of Mishim lahavchin ben zera rishin la zera shainiu. Shaloitei leit sovig ben tes la rishin sovig ben zain lahachin. Ube eresin leke lameima hochi. Ba eresin, there's no problem that there might be a shayla of avchone, so they're permitted to get married right away. V'arusa yisin osu miyad. If they were arusas previously, they're allowed to make nesuin now. Tola yiyabra min arishin. Chutz me'arusa shebi Yehuda, v'snan b'peri kama d'ksubis, b'Yehuda oye miyachdim achosin v'akale koydim k'nisosin l'chupe. They were miyachid bedavke the chosin and kala before the nisuin, kedei shei liboy gasbo, that it should be liboy gasbo kloima. What does gasbo and kloima rogil umitzachi kima shloi yiboishim zemize bebilas mitzvah hilkach chayshinan dulme boy. Now I'd like to say for 1 minute. What happened in Yehuda? What was the mice in Yehuda that they were miyachdim? The Shittim Kebetzes and Ksubis of Yud Beizam Adalef says as follows. The inyan of this yichud was שתוי האבקלו, שתוי האבקלו אסחוסי. And what, why do you, we want to ensure that there should be an ave before the nisuin? Lefi she'ein ha'isha keireses bris el lemisha asor keili. So therefore, we wanted that she should be together with the chosn, and he should make her a keili then. That means, in other words, he should be boyala. So we should then she'll love him, because ein isha keireses bris el lemisha asor keili. So what's the whole union? So he continues, v'mchas v'sholim t'boil aheg ben achakach. So if later, we'll see there was a gzeire in Yehuda, kol psula hanises levi t'boil aheg ben t'chile. So the maise, every psula, every official psula, that got married, leil revi, there was a gzeire t'boil aheg ben t'chile. Now this was a shreklach on the soil. So v'imchas v'shom t'boil l'hegman achakach t'boil l'boinis. So now she'll be nivol boinis because she's already kairis bris with her chosin. So memele, she loves her chosin. She's kairis bris with her chosin. So memele, you don't have to worry about it. So if it's nivol l'hegman, she's mutal l'baila. Inami, another Indian, but also for the Hegman. Kedai sheyimtzeena a hegman buule, the hegman will see that all these official psulas are not psulas, they're buules. V'yibotuk zeirosu shegozal kol psula shenisei zbrevit imoel hegman tchile. He'll see that these Yiddish psulas are not psulas, so the whole thing will become botul. U'mishem hochi hoya minik b'yehuda yaisa mishar mekoimetz. So why, and this was Dafki in Yehuda. Lefisharoiv gzeirosov b'Yehuda. The gzeiros of the Hegman was in Yehuda. Now, what's that Yehuda gizindik, that there was these gzeiros? Mishum sheyaydeya, because the Roimim knew, shemimenu osid lotzeis Moshiach sheyeshia is Yisrael. They knew that Mashiach is going to come from Shevet Yehuda. V'yishboit as ha'reisov. So they saw in Shevet Yehuda, this is their enemy. From Shevet Yehuda is going to come out Mashiach. So al koponim, whatever they could do to be geyser on them, they did. So therefore we had to ensure that this gzeira should not make achmon and etzlon ha'mapeche in Yehuda. So therefore they were miyached them, and the purpose of the yichud was to encourage that there should be a beer. It wasn't mefulsim because the steigdachnet, they wanted the work upon him. That was the inyan. The Meiri brings a Yerushalmi, another reason why they chepped dafke with Yehuda, because there's a mesayris that the Bnei Edom have that Yehuda killed Esav. So Memela, they're still taking revenge. So Memela, the Gemara Taita says someone else killed Esav. I walk upon him. That's, they had a different, they said they learned mesayris. They had a mesayris that Yehuda killed Esav. Finished. I'll walk upon him. Chushim ben Don state in the Gemara Taita that killed Esav. Right? So I think that is Pshat and Rashi also. Let us again see the Losh and Rashi. Rashi says, "B'Yehuda oim yachdim achosin v'kal lekoyin gnisosin lechupe, kidei sheiliv boi gaspo, kloima, rogil umitzachik ima, shloiyu boishim ze mize bebilas mitzvah." I think Rashi means that they shouldn't shemzech to make now a bilas mitzvah. I think that is what Rashi means. That's what the other Rishonim Zicher learned. I think that's Rashi means this also. Like this, you have to know. So, like this, it's a medrash pliya. So, in Yehuda, they were miyachdim zeim. The Miri says klo. The Miri says that sheli begasbo shehoyu mishtashim zeim ze bekiruv bosar. He says, and that was the inyan that there should be a beer. They wanted there should be a beer. It could very well be that that's what Rashi means also. Shliyboishim zemize bebilas mitzvah. They should make a bilas mitzvah already. If they're already rogel mitzachik, hilka chayshinan dilva boil. And that's the oiskefil from Rashi. I mean, if the whole purpose was only, I mean, then if the whole thing is very mudne. I mean, if you learn shat that we're not speaking about he should be boil now. You're speaking about shliyboishim bebilas mitzvah. Sakan sheila bensoch. So why, of all, in Yehuda they were afraid maybe they'll be boishim bebilas mitzvah. So it's kan shayla ben, why dafke in Yehuda they had such a chash? Because in Yehuda they were such snuim that, who knows what it'll be. They'll never end up with a bilas mitzvah, so you have to make the chana before. So Chmein, if they were such people in Yehuda, so what's chashin and dilma boil? Chmein, let's hope that the yichud will accomplish that. He'll be boil the bilas mitzvah. I think that's what Rashi means. Rabbi Yosi is speaking about the Nesuis. V'hochi kom al Rabbi Yehuda, kol anoshim Nesuis yisarsi ki de kamret. 100% right. V'loi gazrinin eiresin otu Nesuin. They didn't ask eiresin otu Nesuin like the Tana Kamret. You said all Nisuis are permitted to make Erison. The whole 30 days she's not permitted to make Eiris and Alts Avelis, Alts Dini Avelis. Bibneha Evil, Avelis, by Kolonoshim Yis Arsu, Lav Lemute Arusa Linose. Now, he's not Choylik, Abiyudah said Tukulas. Abiyudah said that Nusua Yis Arsu, Narusa Yinosu, and Rabbi Yosi says Kol Hanoshim Yis Arsu. So it would seem Lechayre is Machma also on Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Lamutei Arusa Linosei, the Hosam Rabbi Yehuda Svirli also holds that a Narusa is allowed to make Nisun. The Gabi, so how do I know this? So Rashi says, the Gabi Avchon, Rabbi Yosi, Mekel Tfeime Rabbi Yehuda, he says, an Avchon, Rabbi Yosi is a big Mekel. Kedoma Bishuli Gemore Dabo Achim, there the Gemara says that by Znus, do you need avchana or not? So Rabbi Yosi says you don't need avchana because kalisha mizana misapeches. So the mele, so we see Rabbi Yosi is the big makel by avchana. He's makel more than Rabbi Yehuda. So ela ba'avela sosu leflugi alei. The Ritva is chaylik on Rashi. The Ritva says Rabbi Yosi is a makel by avchana. By his nus, he said that. But Isha Mizana is Mapechas, and the Chachomim held that, Rabbi Yehuda held that Shem Einim is Mapechas Yofa. So there you will find that in that Nekudah there was a Machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda was Meikel. So you can build from this that Rabbi Yosi is the Meikel in Avchone, and therefore if Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Narus is Mutali Nosei, so it's Oiski Shpart, that Rabbi Yosi also holds like that, he finds it's not muchach. Now, let us see the Gemara. Look to Gemara. Bishloime leitis yabe. We heard a yevame should wait 3 months before you meyabim her or before you give her chalitza. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime leitis yabe. He shouldn't be meyabim. That's very understandable. Shema yavlad ben kayom. Maybe she's muberes. And maybe she's muberes avlad shel kayom. Vikopoga beisereishes och di yereise. And it could very well be that it'll be oivan isereishes och. Elo leisach letzamayim. But why can't you give chalitza in the 3 months? Salachayrem. Leime tehevit yufte de Rabbi Yechanan. So we'll hear from here, Zakash and Rabbi Yechanan. We heard in the beginning of our chalitz, and machlekes Rabbi Yechanan reish lokish, and chalitz is mo beresh, shmo chalitz, loish mo chalitz.
Rabbi Yochanan held that if you chayil at Tanisha Muberes, even though later she's Mapu, and later she's Mapu, so the chalitze that was done b'shah she was Muberes is a good chalitze. Reish Lakish showed that the chalitze that was done with a Muberes is not a good chalitze, even though she was later Mapu. So now, so according to Reish Lakish, it's beautiful. You can't make chalitze in these 3 months. Maybe she's Muberes, she'll be Mapu later, so this chalitz is worthless. So first of all, you have to wait 3 months, and then we'll see what the matzav is. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why can't you make chalitz? I mean, if Lamaise, she'll have a child, and if she won't have a child, she'll be Mapu, so the chalitz is good. So why can't you make a chalitz in these 3 months? So the Gemara asks, "V'lavni eif sivnal Rabbi Yochanan chadazimne?" We slugged up Rabbi Yochanan already once. So what's another? If I saw in Bikur Yehuda, the sivnal Rabbi Yochanan chadazimne is very unclear where the sivn is. I mean, the all the kashas on Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara answered. And we only have on the Aflamed Vav Tanya Kevasi the Reish Lakish. Abraisa like Reish Lakish. Here the Gemara seems to say, "Are you asking a kasha Rabbi Yochanan? Yes, already a kasha Rabbi Yochanan, but yeah, another kasha." It's very unclear. Abraham is seen Rabbi Yochanan Chodesim. So the Moses not lame in Mahon Namitavit Yufta. Maybe he is also what Yufta. Rashi says, if you'll find him for that, kasha, maybe, but let's say for me it's also a tiyufte. So Gemara says, look, hochayne taime, the reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason you're not allowed to make chalitza in the 3 months is shema yevlad ben kayom. Now it's not nika, so you'll give chalitza. What will be if there be a vlad ben kayom? Then the chalitza zicha was not good. So Mamela, she's mutter lekune, benim tseis, ata matzricha kruz lekune. And then she'll need a kruz lekune, then we'll have to be mefarsim that she's kosher lekune. So therefore we don't give chalitza. So the Gemara asks, benitzricha, so you'll give a kruz. So Mos says, dume, davoi, ike davoi ba chalitza, lehavi ba choze, mifsalu min akune. No, this is not good to make a chalitza and then to rely that later, if it's supposed to be a chalitza, we'll give another, make another chalitza, because, it's not we're not guaranteed that all those who were by the chalitza will be aware of the kruz. Let us see Rashi. Elo leisach leitz amai. Ulach ha-gimel. Why can you give chalitza? And after 3 months, man of shechemena meberes tinosay, ayimi pila tinosay. The chutz, he made a good chalitza in the 3 months. Laim et ha'avit yufte drab yochanan mishemachil leitachlitz shem atapil. She might be mapo later, and if she's mapo later, so it comes out that b'shas ma'ase she was meberes, and the chalitza doesn't help. But you know, so bechalitza zup, chalitza is mubaris, lo yishma chalitza, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, v'lav mi yisvine bereish pirkin. Again, it's very unclear where Rashi saw the svine. Leime, mohanami tevi tiyufte, v'nafke mine, why do you need another tiyufte? Di metalze kamaisa, teikam hach. You have a teretz on the first kasha, so we'll have a kasha from over here. So let's see further the Gemara. Tinach almone. So the Gemara says, okay, you said a good teretz, that an almone, we should not make chalitza with an almone toich gimu, because it might be a useless chalitza, she'll become uberes, and then we'll need a kruz that she's kosher lekune, not everyone will be aware of it, fine. Tinach almone, grushe ma'ika lemeima. But a grushe, what if this was a second marriage? That means she was first married, she got a get. Then she married this husband, and she felt liyibum from this husband. Now, to give her chalitza, we have nothing to lose. Give her chalitza, and if the chalitza is not a chalitza, so that the chalitza will pass her likuna, she's possible by him, because she was nizgarish from her first husband. So the Mos has a new teretz. Mishum de mafsid lo mezaynes. It's a practical eitzah. That means the halacha is, the first 3 months, Kozman, in the first 3 months, Kozman, she doesn't get chalitza. The Yevome has a schus achilas mezaynes from the Nichsei Hameis. But with the minute she gets chalitza from the chalitz, from the yavam, she loses the schus mezaynus. So the Mishnah is telling us not a halachic, the halachic, didn't appear halacha, you're not allowed to give chalitza. You're not to give chalitza. Grusha mayikolameim. Amay loy tachlitz, amay se grusha me'acha, koidim sheno sa ochiv shalza. But if she was a grusha with someone else before she married his brother, Topsuli lakuna v'kaima, she's already posel. Ma'ikala meima, amai loy tachleitz. Shemosa mishim mizoyin, de isla kol shloishim inichsei bai, look at the sign of b'braisa b'shmaitin. V'cholzo, benefel giva chalitze, lesla mizoyini. V'yiloy motzi mincevod la'acha shloish, she can't get married till shloish, al tafchone. Is umafsid lo, so that what the mishim says, you shouldn't give chalitze, it's also a practical time. Arusa grusha, grusha shenisa arso, umeis bailo, v'nof liba minayrasin, tachlitz pesach shloisha. Dohoch Allah, misha mezayni, ike, here there's no mezaynis, barusa lasla mezayni mibal. V'loi misha mkruz lekune, da psulahi, misha mgeirishin kamoi. So why can't an arusa, that's a grusha, why can't you be miyabim, toich gimul chadosha? Al mishum der Rabbi Yosi, kol el liyim zohel vein el liyim teich gimel kedam morin leil shem yivka beishis och, ein el ashal nes kenim lechalitzim. Lab yoichen in leitikshe. Now, so lechere Rabbi Yosi gufe is a stira to Rabbi Yoichen. Rabbi Yoichen says chalitzis mu barash shmo chalitzim, and here Rabbi Yosi says kol shein el liyim neil lechalitzim. So I think she di chotza vadi chalitza. The Rabbi Yosi never said that it's a posel le chalitza. Da eina oila le chalitza, lav chalitza psula mashme. He doesn't mean to say that it's a posel le chalitza. She rei kama noshim shenino chotza sloi misyabmets, heicha dole yevsha, alma chalitzi. Miu, heicha de efsha la amtuni ad she teiro ali yibo mashinum. But if it's possible to wait till she becomes Leila Yibum, we'll wait. So the Gemara is the Kashe on Rabbi Yosi from Asfakis, Chiltzis, Lemis Yabmes, what a tight Sfakis. Ilema Sofi Kedushin, Kigain Sizorik, Lochim Kedushin, Sofi Kalavle, Sofi Kalavlo, Amai Loimis Yabemis, Tishabmi Monev, Shechihi, Vimtoi, Shapim Yab. V'ilav kedushin have, and if she's not married him, is not his balmanosib. So why can't you be miyabla? For most of the case of sveikas is shekidish achas mishtayacho yais when yideis emem kideish umeis nani died shteim chiltzis lo mishyabmois. The loimot ili yivum ide you can't be miyabla duma poga bachayisikukim. Bochodaina oila liyibo voilu lachlitze, says Akashe an Rabbi Yosi. These women are not oila liyibo, lemrinin tamtim, let's wait, achi avoyu edim, viyavaru es yivimtoi, they'll be mevaru, which one is the yivomen? So the Gemara answers, ochi hashta, osam oila liyibo me, yihabi yedin in law, if we would know which one is married, so that's called Eliyibum. Avolachim Yovi Eliyovi Yoyme Eloyme Abra Mimashkechine Bevetis Yabim Harektana De Lav Basi Burehi Hilka. So you still don't permit to be Mishab. Hilka Chalei Cholza. Cholhanach Da Amoro
Bekalanach da omru rabbonon chilces v'loi misyamets. So now Rashi says, Nut lemaise, all those cases we have chilces v'loi misyamets, is kan shayla ben, why is it chilces? It's ain oil liyibum. So Rashi says, kegoin achois chalutzosoi, v'achois zekukosoi, v'sofik tzoras elve. So here the Rishash says, sofik tzoras elve means, that he gave the Elve, Posle get mid Rabbonon, Kosse beksav yodoi, vein olabedim, yesh olabedim ein beizman, that Gemara calls a sofik, it's a sofik, if that means minateirish, he's geget the Elve mid Rabbonon, we gave it in Kilo, it's a sofik if she's geget. So, mishim dlayevshu, so over there, these three cases, achois chalutzosoi, achois kukosoi, or sofik tzoras elve, that means he gave the elve a get that's possibly the rabbonim. So there you give chalitza mishim dlayevshu, so because it's impossible, what should you do? Diim kein loilum teyosa, what you say, since you can't make yibum, you won't make chalitza. But hilkach, so therefore over there, kivin the midaraisa bas yibum mi chalitza. Aval hoche de efshel lishuye mashinen v'yetze adovo beheta. But here we have an etzah what to do. Here we could be frum. We could wait till she'll be oyle liyibum. So therefore let us wait. Let us see Tosfos. Amai leimetevet yuftet Rav Yochanan. The Gemara asks, why is it leichelzes from Tema? Dilme leisach leitz, mishim shema tismach al eisa chalitza li nosi leshok. Maybe she'll rely on this chalitza, teich gimu. Vechayshinon shema timtza mi uberes vlad shel kayome. Hu vlad eini poita chayitza la virhoilo. That means like this. Let's ask him gakashe. You'll make chalitza teich gimel, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, chalitza is muberish, more chalitza, fine. She'll make chalitza teich gimel, so she's gonna get married right away. Hey, that's a good chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a good chalitza. Now what'll be, maybe she's muberish and she won't be mapu. So it comes out that, the chalitza is not a good chalitza. Veinemelat poita, she eats a lavir oilo. So memele, that is why you don't make chalitza. To make a chalitza teich gimel is a dangerous thing. I mean, if you say it's a good chalitza, so she'll assume it's a good chalitza. She won't have that there's a possibility it's not a good chalitza. Feel according to Rabbi Yochanan. If she's muberes, it'll be a vlad shel kayome. V'yishloim ed loho lekel ameichesh. The teich says it's nothing what to worry about. The teich shloi shevadi leitinose. The first three chadashim, she won't get married. Who's going to marry her the first three chadashim? There's a shal of avchone. She can't get married the first three chadashim. Ula'ach gimel, nami im timtza muberes, la'yovi litois. And after the gimel, so now we'll see her better. So if she's muberes, she also knows the muberes chalitza does not. It's going to be such a big lam. So memelis, so there's nothing but to worry about. Another thing, no one will marry a bite. She's Meberes Chaveri. Mishum de mafsid lo mezoini. Lefi tam ze, leitachot ze masnissen, eitze teive kamashwa. It's not a halach, it's an eitze teive. El aruse grushe ma'ika lameima. So the Gemara said, but an arusa, that's a grusha, why don't you give chalitza teich gimel? You have nothing what to worry about. Vim toima l'reish lokish arusa kivin d'loima abre amai loy tachlit. So Teish says, amoyre dike kashe. L'chayre, we're asking kashe, and Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says, tam ayyavom is loy tachlit. So the Mishnah includes an arusa, that's a grusha. Why not? What's wrong over there? There's no hefsed mizayni. There's no problem of psulikune. So kash on Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos asks, I have the same kash on Reish Lakish. An arusa is not muberes.
Safarusa is not Muberet, so there's no, the Chalitza is a good Chalitza, I feel, according to Reish Lakish. It's a good Chalitza, she's not Muberet, she was an Arusa. So, why can't you give Chalitza Teich Gimel, according to Reish Lakish? Why are you chapping with Chabi Eichanan? This Kasha, if you're telling me the Mishnah is speaking about all cases, it's speaking about an Arusa also, so let's ask this Kasha to Reish Lakish also. We can tell you Reish Lakish, Arusa. Even the Leima Abra, since she's not Muberes, Amai Loi Tachlet, so why can't she get Chalitza? Yeshleim the Loi Shlokish Gozru Arusa Otu Nesua. No, Loi Shlokish is no problem. And Nesua is Shrekluch if you give Chalitza. It's very misleading. You'll give Chalitza, and later she'll be Mapu, and you'll be Seimech on that Chalitza. So Memelem, and so you're playing around with Issa Yibom Lashuk, so that's posh, they were Geyser Arusa or Tuchalutz, it's no kash. Avel Rabbi Yochanan, the Nesue Gufe Mishum Kruz Baalm, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole problem, why by a Nesue can't you give Chalitza? The only reason you can't give Chalitza is because maybe you'll need a Kruz, so the whole Nesue is a Chumre de Rabbonon. So the Zicha one Geyser Arusa or Tuchalutz, Betayma da amai nokat grusha. The mearusa greide ava motzi le mifrach. The Gemara should have asked from arusa greide. Why? Because the whole reason why you said you don't give chalitza, because maybe we'll find out that she's mubaris, and there was a apostle of chalitza, we'll need a cruz lakune. By an arusa, you have nothing what to worry about. So the chalitza is a good chalitza. So don't worry about a kruz lakun because it's a good chalitza. So the mailer, so Taisus asked when the Gemara asked the kasha and Rabbi Yechon, you don't ask arusa grusha. By an arusa, the whole shash of maybe be a chalitza psulus only if she's muberes. But if an arusa is not muberes, and the mailer said there's no shash. Kara olav amikra ze. Mim taima l'reish lokish tikshalei mirab yaisi. So Tosfos asks, what did reish lokish do with rab yaisi? He says, reish lokish holds chalitzas muberes loish mo chalitzim. Ein loi aino vadrosha svore. And rab yaisi says, you don't give chalitza. Alts kosha na ilu le yibam na ilu le chalitza. Psa an andere dim. So Lochere Rabbi Yosi is not like Reish Lakish. Dem Reish Lakish tik shalei me Rabbi Yosi. Yeshleim the Reish Lakish name einich eletzes teich gimel. Mishum de eino oilo leibo. According to Reish Lakish name einich eletzes teich gimel. Mishum de eino oilo leibo. I think Taisus means to say as follow. Taisus means to say the whole Rabbi Yosi said an emesidin. That means Let us talk about Reish Lakish was only speaking about an Isha that was Muberes, and later she was Mapu. So the Shaila is, will the Chalitza help Bisha she was in a Muberes? That was the whole Reish Lakish. Ein loy ayin olav, it's not good, it's not a good Chalitza. But what, let's talk about an Isha that's not Muberes. An Isha that is not Mu'uberes, is one permitted to give her Chalitza? L'chayre, there's no reason, if she's not Mu'uberes, if Klapish Maya Gali, she's not Mu'uberes. So L'chayre, the Chalitza, there should be no reason not to give her Chalitza. I mean, there should be nothing wrong with giving her Chalitza. So in that Rabbi Yaisi said, no, there is something wrong. Since halachically, you're not allowed to be miyabma. Maybe she's muberes. She's not allowed to give a chalitza. Mishum de'ena oila leibu. That means that this Rabbi Yosi's din applies a full according to Reish Lakish also. Hasveikis chelzais v'loi misyabmas. Mahide perik sheini misha kiddush achas meisachoyis v'nidei ze kiddush avamotzi lemifre. That's why he asked from over here. So,
דחלצס ולאי מסייב מויס, בהחוי סקוקן הרמות סמיפרד, לא יומן לו לישה ולישאגן, I mean, everyone holds, that he said what Rashi said, I mean, everyone holds, if there's no eitz, and shall always be also liyabim, you're not meinei chalitza because of this. Abloch yechel slamten, shizbar asofik, hidalel shechel amtim adach ha-gimel. Mid he the suffix kedushin perik dal b'achma v'matzul mifrach. Ilaim a suffix kedushin tisyabim ve'ein bekach klub. So what's the case of sveikus? If the case of sveikus is it's a suffix. If his brother, she's married his brother or not, so mamonim shech make yibum. Leboy lemeima shen leilad suffix kedushin be'elve. That's not the case of Sufik Kedushin. It's a Sufik if this Elve got married to the brother. And therefore, you cannot give Chalitza to the Tzora. So that's the case of Sufik Kedushin. Leiboy, the main mission of Sufik Kedushin, but I have a Sufik in he Tzora Selve Elohim. You're talking about a tzores, I mentioned the tzores. Besav a gerishin, have a motzi lukmi, the loy misyabma, shemihi grusha sochim. Oh, that would be a case. A sofik grusha sochim. So that's fake. So there it's good. So there it's chertzes for loy misyabmais. Oktane de lavas ayiburi, mefule mandele gozele kamon ktane at gdoile animile linien afgone beshal noshim, avalinien yevome moide, baye yevome de moide, dat chazal asad in the 3 months. But the practical din, why should you do an avlatar? You shouldn't give chalitz in the first 3 months, because then nebuch, this Yavama will be after Hakta Tzara, she won't have any Mazenis. So wait 3 months and then give Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Tinach Nesua. So that's a good explanation if this Yavama was a Nesua to her previous husband. So she had everybody as Chus Mazenis. So my mother is telling me, very good, so you wait 3 months before you give chalitza, so she's akapon him, she should have 3 months mezainis. But arusa grusha, but what if she was an arusa from the second husband? She was a grusha from the first husband. So my mother, so what's wrong in giving her chalitza? Mezainis she never had. A problem of a cruise there also is not existent because she is a grusha. Ma'ika l'meim. So the Gemara says, Ela mishum de Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara says, now, a new mahalach. Know why you don't give chalitza because of Rabbi Yosi. The sign ye ma'ise ba'odem echad shebolif ne Rabbi Yosi. Om alei, ma'al lach leitz b'soich gimel. So yes, the mashayla, are you allowed to give chalitza toich gimel? No, you shouldn't give chalitza. So he asked him, why don't you give chalitza? Kara olav mikra ze im layach poitz. If he doesn't want to be miyabim, but also ashar he gives chalitza. But if he wants to be miyabim, yabim. So we learn from over here, kol ha'oila liyibim, oila lechalitza. So we learn over here that if a person is permitted to make Yibum, that person can make Chalitza. If a person is not permitted to make Yibum, he can't make Chalitza. So Mameles, Rabbi Yossi said, are you so? Rabbi Yossi said, in this 3 months, are you allowed to be Miyabma? She's a suffocatious ach. Maybe she's Mubaris. So Mameles, you're not allowed to be Miyabma. So if you're not allowed to be Miyabma, not allowed to. So there's an Issa to make Chalitza. So that's why you don't make chalitza, because she's not oila the yibum. Mosev Rav Chinine, we learned hasveikeis chelzois v'loi misyabmois.
we learned Sveikis or Achiltzis Loi Mishabmes. My Sveikis. So what does this mean, Sveikis? Elaim is Sofik Kedushin. Sveikis is a woman that's a Sofik if she's Mekudeshis or not. So Memele, so you only give her Chalitzit. Now her husband died. It's a Sofik if she was his wife, she wasn't his wife. So Memele, you give them Chalitzit and you don't give Yibum. So that can be amayle mishabmeis. The shabmei bekach klum. That means if this ish is a suffocatious ish, so now when she dies, why can't the brother be miyabmei? If she's my brother's wife, so I'm making yibum. If she never became his wife, so why can I marry her with me? The shabmei bekach klum. So that's what the taich sveikis. Ella lav suffic. So sveikis misuffic shekidish achas mishtei achoyis veini yedei eisemen kiddish. Now, Sveikis means that he married one of two sisters. He does not know which sister he married. So he can't be miyabim one of these women now, because maybe she's a chayse kuke. He can't do that. So he give chalitza to both. That means he give chalitza, Sveikis, chiltzis. That means you have two sisters over here. Each one is a sofik, isha sofik, a chayse kuke. So you give chalitz and you don't give yibum. So the Gemara is asking Gakashe, now are you permitted to be miyabim them? No, because each one is a suffik achayis kuke. So why do you give chalitz? So we'll see in Rashi, the kashe is, so let's wait till you'll be mevara this. Just like over here, we're saying by hafchone, we say, don't be, since you're not permitted to be miyabim in the first 3 months, because there's a tzad, you might be pegay or bisereishesoch. So we say, wait till we'll become this bar of this aheta yibum, and then make chalitza. So over here also by this fake is, now you don't know exactly who's the sister that's married, who's the sister that was married, who's the sister that's anachayse kuke. So wait, why do you give chalitza now? Wait till we'll find out from Adam exactly who the sister is that married the mace. And it doesn't say that. Uketani cheletzes. So this is a kasha and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi set up a new yisod. That if you can be miyabim, even though the reason you can't be miyabim is because you're mesupik, you don't know. But that's also called einay oile leyibum, and one should not make chalitza. So why are sveikis cheletzes? Wait till it's oile leyibum. So the Rabbi Yossi answered, "Ochi hashte. This is a tushtal. This is a kasha. Hosam by sveikis im yovi aliyo v'yoyma doha kiddush bas chalitza v'yibumi." If aliyo would tell us that this one is the wife, so the wife is a bas yibum, is a bas chalitza. The one who needs chalitza, that one I could be miyabim also. No, I'm ignorant. I don't know if she's the one that needs chalitza. So therefore, I can't be miyabma, because maybe she's an achayis zekuke. But if Eliyo Adnovi would come and tell us that she's the Isha, so you could be miyabma. So that's called oila leyibum. That means my ignorance does not make her ain oila leyibum. If be'etzem, the true Isha is oila leyibum. But by the din of chone, if Eliyo and Navi will come and say she's not muberes, mi mashkech bei will listen to him. The yamina lo will be miyabma haktane the lavbas iburi yivafelochet zichlam to gimel chadoshim. That means by the din of chone chazawa machma, that they said that the first 3 months, you know she wasn't, she didn't become Oberes, doesn't matter. Chazal asked Yibum the first 3 months, even though I know Klon, she's not Oberes. They made a light plug. So she's stuck in that oil Yibum. The Rabbanan said you shouldn't be Miyabim of the first 3 months, because the first 3 months, Reib Noshim, there's a suffix if you're permitted to be Miyabim. So Chazal said a halacha that you're not allowed to be miyabim, period, the first 3 months. A ktane that I know klosh is not muberes, he's also not allowed to be miyabim.
So Memela, so here there's an Issa Yibum Takis, and so that's called Eine Oila Le Yibum. So Eine Oila Yibum is Eine Oila Le Chalitze. Masha Einkein Sveikis, Sveikis is called Oila Le Yibum. That means Klapi Shmaya Galye, the Isha is Taka Oila Le Yibum. That's the problem. Leonovi would come and tell us that this is the wife, we'd be permitted to be Miyabim.